JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we highlight the Child Offenders Challenges Camp being hosted by the Department of Correctional Services, and later our child health and safety tip. These and more coming up. Stay with us. More than 250 child offenders are benefiting from a 5-day challenges camp aimed at enabling them to make better life choices. The camp, which is in its 10th year, is being staged by the Department of Correctional Services, the DCS, and targets child offenders between ages 14 and 17. The program started on August 10 and will run until August 14 across 11 parishes under the theme, "The Change Begins With Me." Director for Probation Aftercare Services at the DCS, Janet Davey, says her team continues to demonstrate dedication and commitment to the rehabilitation and empowerment of disenfranchised youth and is delighted to coordinate the activities of this camp. This year's camp will address anger management and conflict resolution, as well as spiritual management and motivation.
We are focusing a lot this year on substance abuse or substance misuse. So NCDA will be partnering with us. We are also going into career choices. We are also looking at a skill that these children can leave camp with. We are looking this year at string craft. We are also into exposing them or heightening their awareness to issues relating to sexuality.
The initiative was the brainchild of former senior probation aftercare officer Victor Allen and was conceptualized as a residential camp for male probationers between 14 and 16 years old. One of the main objectives of the program is to divert youngsters from criminal behaviors.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
It is the hope that by 2030, Jamaicans will mainly seek to resolve conflicts through dialogue and mediation, avoiding violence and the formal court system. This is all part of the plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On the community notice board, the Firearm Licensing Authority wishes to remind all licensed firearm holders that starting January 1, 2016, the Safe Use and Handling Assessment will be required to renew licenses. For further information, call 927-5158-260 or email fla@cwjamaica.com. Here's a drought alert tip from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
When brushing your teeth, use a glass of water instead of running water.
And for today's child health tip, we talk dehydration. I believe the children are our future. Dehydration can occur if children aren't drinking enough fluids. They also can become dehydrated if they lose fluids through vomiting, diarrhea, or both. Some of the signs and symptoms include dry tongue, few or no tears when crying, rapid heart rate, no wet diapers for 6 hours in an infant, no urination for 8 hours in children, and sunken eyes. Seek emergency medical care if your child shows any sign of severe dehydration. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.